Hello there, I'm CJ Baumgartner. It's time for another insight, and we're talking about the 2023 Miss Wadena Scholarship Pageant. We're joined by Diane Peters and Grace Gallant, and we'll let you guys just formally introduce yourselves to everyone here.
I'm Diane Peters, and I'm one of the directors for the Miss Wadena Scholarship Pageant, and I've worked on the pageant for quite a few years.
And I am Miss Wadena 2022, Grace Gallen. I have a couple exciting things happening this year. First of all, our scholarships are going up by $250, so that's pretty exciting. And for the written essay, which doesn't count for points, that is splitting into two. So there will be a first and second place this year.
All right, awesome. So with the Miss Wadena Scholarship Pageant, it's coming up here. And Diane, why don't you just talk a little bit about what the event is, kind of how long it's been in Wadena, and just kind of what it is for somebody who hasn't heard of the Miss Wadena Scholarship Pageant.
Okay, the pageant, we've actually had it since 1983. And the first ones first 10 went on to Miss Minnesota. But then after that, we had a couple years where we didn't get contestants because everyone wanted to be older when they went on. And so we changed it, and we just left it to Wadena juniors and seniors, and then the scholarship stays all local. Before, it was open to like a radius of 45 miles, other towns could come in.
Sure.
So now it's just Wadena, Deer Creek juniors and seniors that are juniors and seniors that have just completed those years that are eligible to compete.
That's really cool, Diane, focusing on the history of this event and how long it's been in the community. And now as we shift gears to talk about this year's pageant, when is it? Where is it at? What's some general information you can give us?
Okay, the pageant this year is in Wadena Memorial Auditorium. It's this Sunday night, June 25th, so it's coming up fast. So go to the fair, get tired, get hot, and then come to the air-conditioned Wadena Memorial
Exactly.
Auditorium at night and enjoy the pageant. We've got five young ladies vying for the title, and it starts at 7 p.m. And maybe, Grace, you can tell about the theme. Why don't you?
The theme is Be Someone's Hero, so it's kind of female superhero themed. I'm really excited for that this year.
And so where did that idea and where did that theme kind of come from? And like you said, just kind of what excites you about it?
It's a little brainstorming of the committee, but we have a couple creative people on our committee. Michelle Curtis always has real good ideas, and Taylor Heyman, and they were maybe the two that threw that idea out there. And Michelle's real creative, so we've got some neat things coming with that, and we're going to have some superheroes running around that people, all the little girls or people can take pictures with the superheroes before the pageant at intermission. So come early, be ready to have a good time. And it starts at 6:15. It starts at 7, but the doors will open at 6:15. So you can come in and grab a cookie, water if you want before. We'll have it before and at intermission this year.
All right, awesome. And Grace, this question's for you here, but as a former winner and as a contestant, what is the pageant like, and what kind of what goes into preparing and what goes into being a part of it?
So there is a lot of preparation that goes into it. I think one of the most important things is interview and learning how to answer those questions, and then also kind of learning how to be poised for evening gown. And those are things that have really helped me this year as I've had different interviews and stuff in college and things that I will carry throughout my life. And then this week we have been in the Memorial Auditorium kind of practicing our talents and practicing marking all of that, making sure we're ready, and we will have that for the rest of the week. Been practicing essentially for the entire month.
Right, a couple times a week, and then this week is every night. So, and I think the interview is one of the things that the girls always come back and tell us that they have gained so much out of with job interviews and future things at college. I think it's one of the things that benefits them the most, and we're kind of hard on them, so I think the actual judges are a little easier on them.
Well, and you know, it's like you said, it helps out with interviews. It helps out with just kind of that general preparation, and it's something that's been in the community for a very long time. So, kind of, what is it like to do this long time event for both of you, and to not only do it to kind of continue a tradition, but also to help the next generation, the people coming up?
This year has been just crazy and life-changing for me, and I don't think I really realized how life-changing it would be. I've met a lot of people in the community, and then of course I've gotten to do this alongside my sister, which I don't think has really happened in pageant history that I know of.
No, I don't remember it ever here.
So that was really special for us. And then, of course, my second princess is Kaylin, who I graduated with. And it's just been really special to have this year with those two, and then my little attendant Gabby as well, and just meet new people, attend events, represent the community. And I think this is a really special community to be able to represent. And I learned that more and more with each thing I'm able to do.
Yes, and the scholarships, we do a little fundraiser. We did a fundraiser in the park selling the tickets and cotton candy over June Jubilee. And we're going to sell root beer floats at the MS Tram, so people can come out for that one of the evenings. We do some fundraisers, but we also do rely on a lot of the businesses in the community. And we have had such great support with the community supporting us. And we try to give back to them if they want the chamber. Gabby or Maddie came this year to the chamber banquet and helped. And if somebody in the community that has helped donate towards the scholarships needs an activity, we went to Mid-Central Federal last year and helped with their selling. It was like a Western theme for the concert at WeFest, and sell tickets or gave away tickets and just a little promo. So if anyone in the community needs some assistance with that, like a project or something, we're happy to try to get the girls there.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a lot of fun stuff. It's a lot of important work that you guys are doing. And I guess just a little bit more on this year's pageant, if you can talk about who's in it and just kind of talk about what this year's pageant is going to look like kind of once the thing starts rolling.
Okay. I'll just quickly run through. The contestants are Isabel Larson, and her little attendant is Ada Putica. Zoe Curtis and Malaya Olson is her little attendant. Anna Gould and her little attendant, Eleanor Hudson. Macy Moore and Bria Snyder. And Madeline Gallant with Jaden Kern. And then, of course, Grace will be performing, and she can tell you a little bit about that. And her little attendant is Gabby Kern.
Yeah, so I will be performing two songs. I'm really excited about them. I'm performing one with guitar and one without. I'm doing Unstoppable by Sia for my first one, and then a mashup of some songs from The Greatest Showman, which I think will be really fun. And I'm very excited for this year's pageant. Last year, Gabby was really wondering why Miss Wadina and her little attendant got to wear different outfits for the opening number. So I think she's really excited to get to be special this year. And I think she's really been a great example for the younger girls this year. The pageant has really helped her confidence grow, and that's been really special to watch.
And, you know, that's with the little attendants and being role models, and I think that's something that's also important about this pageant, too. For you guys, how important is that?
That's absolutely everything for me. I think that's been really special, and really special also to get to do with my sister. We got to read to my mom's kindergarten class, and then I went in as a para a couple of days, and just the bond that I had from the first time meeting those kids was crazy, and they remember you, and they remember everything you do, and I think that's really important as Miss Wadina, or as one of the princesses, to know that you always have little eyes watching you, and just to be the best role model you can be.
Yeah, one of the ones that were a former, Macy Moore, was another example as a little attendant, and so she's been dreaming about this since she's been little, and Isabel Larson, I think, was the same. So they grow up, and a lot of them continue on and decide to become run for Miss Wadina, too. And you can just see the little girls, some of them at the beginning aren't very brave, but after they get up on stage and they get to wave and walk, do their little walk too. The little attendants are just the girls choose them, or we do help find someone. They're kindergarten or first graders that they have just completed those age group, and they are not judged. They're just there for learning and cuteness.
And so while we have you guys here, is there anything about this year's Miss Wadena Scholarship Pageant, anything else that we've been talking about here, maybe that I haven't had the opportunity to ask you that you guys want to let everybody know about?
I guess the main thing is that the tickets are available at Thrifty White Drug and also at Wadena State Bank and all of the contestants. And that's a couple other scholarships that are available for those girls. Are, if you know any of them, buy your tickets from them. They do earn an ambassador award, a scholarship of $50 for the one that sells the most tickets, and a couple other little gifts that come with it. And there's also Miss Congeniality, which is voted on by each of the contestants themselves, and they do receive a scholarship and some gifts too. Our current Miss Wadena, Grace, and then we'll also have Kaylin Lupke's came back from her job in Florida, and she's joining us, and she was our second princess, so she's helping us out this week too.
All right.
There's also a parade in Deer Creek on Saturday, so be sure to catch that, and Wings and Wheels is also happening.
Right. The girls, they're pretty, the airport, they're the, I can't think, the association is very good about having the girls come out. They'll help with the breakfast, and they also get to have a fly. So that's one very important thing. That's probably the most thing that they look forward to. So that is this weekend too, on Saturday, starting at 7:30, and then the parade in Deer Creek is at 11, so they'll also be on our float there.
All right, awesome. We're talking with Diane Peters, who helps organize the Miss Wadena Scholarship Pageant, and Grace Gallen, who is 2022 Miss Wadena, talking about Be Someone's Hero, this year's Miss Wadena Scholarship Pageant. That's June 25th at the Wadena Memorial Auditorium at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:15. You can buy tickets $5 in advance at the door. They're $6. Ages 4 and under are free. As Diane mentioned earlier, you can buy tickets at Thrifty White Drug, Wadena State Bank, and from all the contestants. Diane and Grace, want to thank you guys for taking the time to come up here and talk about the event. We appreciate you stopping up, and best of luck this year with the event.
Thank you, and thanks for having us.